Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. If you've lost track, it is Monday, and it's the first day of June. Both days of the week and month are kind of blurred together sometimes, and particularly in these times. This morning, as I spent time with God, nearing the end of the Here Am I devotional book. But today's topic is on being called to win the prize. As I looked through the devotion that I'd written some time ago, I was reminded of how there used to be a time where I would fairly regularly I receive envelopes that were clearly marked on the outside saying, "You may have already won." I suppose they came on a regular basis because early in my life, I would fill those things out, the surveys, the sweepstakes entries, and with the hopes that perhaps I had already won. As time went along and nothing came my way, I learned that the key word in that phrase on that envelope was "may." And once I learned that, rarely did those envelopes even get opened. It was wording designed to encourage anticipation, encourage desire to plant a seed of belief that perhaps it's true. The great thing about being called to win the prize by God is there's no may. There's no maybe involved, at least not from His perspective. His willingness to give, His availability to give, His desire to give is complete. There's no holding back. There's nothing from His perspective that would keep us from that prize. The only thing that really keeps us from that prize is, well, it's us. It's our refusal to accept it. It's our refusal to take hold of it. It's our skepticism, it's our doubt, it's our fear. You see, the prize is available. It's something that we've been called to. Paul writes and talked about this yesterday morning, about pressing on toward that goal, that heavenly prize of eternal life in Christ Jesus. You see, our pursuit of that prize is, and really our claim of that prize is, not based on the perfection of our pursuit of God, but rather it's based on the faithfulness of our pursuit of God. And even in that, God says that even when we are unfaithful, He is still faithful. As we roll the calendar over a page and enter a new month, my prayer today is that each one of us would realize the prize that means the most, or at least ought to mean the most in our life, is that eternal prize. The stuff of this earth, as we see quite vividly, can be destroyed. But the treasures that we lay up in heaven, the good that we do for one another, and the kindness that we show to others, the mercy, the compassion, the true justice that we share on behalf of Christ, are treasures that will last for eternity. I'm not sure how you're doing this morning. I have to be honest because that's my nature. I've often been told I'm too honest, and I've said this before, I don't know that that's possible. But I'm struggling. The COVID-19 stuff is wearisome. And the disease, the virus is bad. It's deadly. There's acquaintances who have had family members die from it. Friends that have lost loved ones. And as difficult as that is, I understand that we really don't get out of this life alive. And we fight against viruses and diseases and illnesses of all kinds. But the wearisomeness for me is not the sickness, although that's terrible. It's the division. It's the bickering. It's the fighting. It's the drawing lines in the sand and calling names and not living as brothers and sisters, as the Christians that God has called us to. Not living as if we have been called to that prize. And then you add to that heaviness on my heart, the heaviness brought about by the senseless murder actions of a police officer against a black man. A horrendous act. I'm not sure how anyone can watch the scene that unfolded there in Minneapolis and not cringe and weep inside and outside and everywhere else. And to call for justice is a good and right thing. But to see those calls for justice turned into chaos, destruction, violence, the killing of others as if somehow that the innocent life of someone else makes it better. And I know that's not behind really any of the protests that I'm aware of. But it opens the door for those that have different motives, who hide behind the outrage of injustice to carry out a personal vengeance and agenda of destruction, of violence. And to watch our cities be torn apart. Is really heart-wrenching. Watched a brief video, a live video in a local city. Where the police chief just kind of waded into the middle of the fray. And I felt really had a heart-to-heart conversation as best you can with a large crowd. Pleading for his city, pleading for people to remember who they are and reminding people, stating that there was one side that was important, and that's God's side. Until we reach the point where we can come together with God as our Father, our Creator, the one who loves us the most, these struggles will continue until we can value each person the way God values them. Regardless of skin color, regardless of uniform they're wearing, regardless of wealth or poverty, regardless of address or lack of address. When we start valuing each person, not as if those differences don't exist, but even through and because of those differences, most of us like people who are similar to us because we're more comfortable there. We're more comfortable with people who live in the same economic bracket that can do the same things comfortably. We're more comfortable with people who live in similar style homes, and we just feel more at home. But our comfort doesn't have to dictate who we value. To value the person whose house is nicer than ours, and to also value the person who doesn't have a home. To value the person whose skin color is similar to ours, but to also value the person whose skin color is different from ours. To value the person who's wearing a service uniform, as well as to value the person who's wearing a professional suit, as to well as to value the person that's wearing a server's uniform. You see, today, as we consider and spend time focused on winning the prize, there is good news. The prize is not scarce. It's not something we have to cling to and hoard as if it's going to run out. There's enough of this heavenly prize, this eternal prize in Christ Jesus for everyone. Rich or poor, black or white, green or brown or yellow or orange or whatever other color you want. God has called each of us to not only claim and lay hold of that prize, but to share the good news of that prize with everyone we meet. To make it known as we make Jesus known. And so as you pray today, and not just hopefully during this morning devotion time, but throughout the day, ask God to examine you fully for your benefit as to how you value others. And if there's people that He reveals in you, whether it's individuals or groups of people that you've discovered you've not valued as you ought, well, do something about it. Change your heart, your mind, your actions, and reach out And let people today know that they are loved by you and they are loved by God. That they are valued by you and they are valued by God. And let's be people who, in the midst of our struggles, live with great hope as we share the hope of Jesus with others. Would you spend some time this morning praying? Father, thank you that you are a God of justice, a God of making things right, a God of taking our messes and failures and sin and restoring us in spite of all of that. Father, for those who continue to grieve the many aspects of COVID-19. For those that I know, the friends that have lost loved ones, that have loved ones who are sick, and for those I don't know, may you bring a peace and comfort into their life. Father, may you deal with the COVID-19. May you simply remove it from this earth. May you be glorified and lifted up. Father, for the chaos that has ensued in a pursuit of justice, I pray that you would help us to understand how to help healing to take place. Father, that you would bring about a transformation of hearts. From all walks of life. Transform the hearts of those that would commit such violent and deadly acts upon an individual because of skin color. Transform the hearts of those that would resort to acts of violence that are filled with hatred because of the uniform another person would wear, what that stands for. Father, for those that continue to call for changes in our system, may you give them wisdom and courage. May they look to you for how justice ought to look. And those within our government leadership positions, those that the oppressed are crying out to, may you transform their hearts into hearts of compassion. May they hear and see the hurt as well as the love. May they have the wisdom to seek you. Father, there's things that cannot be undone. But even those things you can transform, you can redeem. You've done it in my life. You've done it in the lives of so many people I know. You've taken us. You've picked us up. You've redeemed us. You've bought us with the blood of Jesus. And you've begun and continue to do a work, a transformational work of molding and forming us more and more into the image of Jesus. So, Father, today as we consider the struggles that we see on the news and that we see around us, that we see within us. May we recognize that we have been called to this prize that is enough for everyone. Father, today, may we seek peace. May the peace that we seek with you be a peace that we seek with one another. And Father, may we be mindful of the gentleness and respect that you have called us to as we share about the prize that we found in Jesus. Father, help us today to be the salt and light of this world that you've called us to be. May we be mindful in our social media posts and comments and responses and shares and likes and any other thing that we do with it. May we be mindful in our person-to-person conversations. May we be mindful in our spirit. One another. May we not see or interact with a person today that we don't value, because they're all people you value. Father, heal us. And as you heal us, heal our land. And may Jesus be lifted up in all things. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time with Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you for joining me this morning, and may God richly bless you today, that you may be a blessing to others. Have a great day.